they cut a task in half, and a month later, the customer cancels. How did that automation lose you revenue?
Wait, customers canceled?
Yes. Efficiency without capture is a leak. Today, I want to show a different frame. Build agentic features so they create top-line value, not just internal savings.
Right. That shift, it's the difference between a one-off cost cut and a repeatable revenue engine. The system reveals the truth. Signals are currency if you design to own them.
Core insight in one line. Treat agentic features as forward integration plays. Convert automation outputs into proprietary signals, billing touchpoints, or distribution advantages so your AI becomes a strategic asset.
Exactly. We'll cover three levers: capture mechanics, product and ops design, and incentives, and a tight evaluate design pilot loop you can run in days.
Let's start with the first lever, value capture mechanics. There are three things you must map before you build: who owns the data, what signal you can monetize, and where a billing touchpoint exists. Lay those out on a single slide before a single line of code is written.
Quick check. When you say own the data, do you mean exclusive derived features or raw logs?
Derived features. The moment you export a prognostic score to an open lake, you lose exclusivity. Lock derived features into your contracts, schemas, and access controls before you flip the switch.
A simple example, an agent that summarizes support calls. The raw transcript is table stakes. The monetizable signal is the topic-weighted churn risk and suggested retention moves. Design the output so it maps to a product you can charge for.
And include billing touchpoints early. Pop-up opt-ins, premium analytics pages, or a pay-per-report callout. If there's no billing path, you're building free product velocity for competitors. Right.
Let's move to lever two, product and operational design. Agents must emit composable outputs, scores, actions, and provenance tokens that are attributable and testable.
Yes. Define an API contract, confidence, recommended action, and a provenance ID. Instrument who accepted the recommendation, downstream deltas, and conversion lift. That attribution is the currency you use to price the feature.
Hang on. What about inspection? Ops and legal always demand checkpoints.
Inspection hooks are non-negotiable. Surface provenance, build manual override paths, and log decision vectors. Those hooks buy trust, and trust lets you charge a premium.
Lever three is organizational incentives. If teams are judged only on throughput or latency, they'll optimize the wrong objective. No surprise there.
Align KPIs to capture revenue per active user, signal quality, conversion lift, attach rate. Make monetization ownership explicit. Product should own the roadmap, finance the monetization tests, and engineering the instrumentation.
I get it, but I'm skeptical that every agent should chase revenue. Some moves are purely strategic. NPS, churn reduction, scale. How do you decide which ones to monetize?
Good question. Rule of thumb, only pursue direct monetization if you can model a credible attach rate and payback within 12 months. If expected attach is below 1% or payback exceeds 12 months, treat it as strategic infrastructure. Instrument heavily for optionality, but don't force billing.
Okay, that's a sharp, testable filter. Now walk me through the three-step playbook you promised.
Evaluate, design, pilot. Evaluate. Map the signal to capture hypothesis. What exactly the agent produces, who would pay, and the minimum conversion to break even. Use a one-line payback calc. Payback months equals engineering cost divided by opt-ins per month times ARR per user.
Give me an example quickly.
If engineering cost is $30,000, 1,000 users see the feature, and you model a 3% opt-in with $200 ARR per opt-in, opt-ins equals 30. Monthly revenue, $6,000. Payback,
5 months. That's a pretty clear yes for a small sprint.
Design. Define outputs, attribution, inspection points, and the exact UI billing touch. Contract data ownership and a narrow vendor scope for the pilot. Short contracts keep experiments reversible.
Pilot. Feature flag a narrow cohort for 72 hours, expose the signal in the UI, offer a paid opt-in or guarantee, and measure acceptance, conversion lift, and churn delta. Have rollback criteria and a hard stop at your preset thresholds.
Concrete pilot blueprint. Suppose you run a B2B procurement platform and build an agent that auto-suggests preferred vendors and negotiates base of fin terms. Instead of only saving time, instrument two outputs, a confidence-adjusted savings signal and an opt-in verified vendor guarantee.
In a 72-hour pilot, gate the feature to a subset, show the confidence signal in the UI, and offer the guarantee as an opt-in paid upgrade. Track acceptance, realized savings, and churn. For example, if 1,000 buyers see the feature, a 3% opt-in at 200 ARR equals $6,000 monthly, enough to justify a small engineering sprint.
If conversion underperforms, roll back and capture learnings. Why didn't customers opt in? Was signal clarity poor? Was pricing off? Those answers shape the next experiment.
Operational cautions. Don't let data plumbing costs masquerade as strategic value. If capture requires months of renegotiating partner contracts, tag that as a delivery risk and treat the pilot as validation gating, not a full role.
Also, watch partner pushback. Be privacy first. Limit early experiments to scopes you control and include rollback terms so legal signs off test. Patterns create power. Instrument, test, repeat.
All right. Time for a compact, memorable ask. Map a monetizable signal this week. If the math holds, run a 72-hour pilot. That's the fastest way to tell if your agent is a strategic asset or just a cost cut.
That's the briefing. Run the signal to capture map on one active agent feature this week and commit to a 72-hour pilot if the math checks out. Make your next move count. Stay agentic.
If this landed for you, subscribe for daily briefings that keep crisp, testable frameworks in your inbox. Precision drives agency. Let's keep building toward that advantage together.
You've been listening to The Agentic Executive. Apply what you learned today and make your next move count. Stay agentic.